Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
What is this from? What kind of a company?
Yes, this is we're from Opinion Research. We're an independent research company, and this survey is about education in your community.
What do you want to know?
Thank you very much. So to the first question, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer
on my phone? I mainly use my phone and the TV just for the news sometimes.
No, but does someone in your household work for a radio or television station, any media outlet?
No.
Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered?
I'm a
Republican
and proud of it. And I'm proud of Donald Trump, and I hope he wins.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. And what is your main racial
Republican class? And on the school choice, I want to see if they have the Republican views that are needed get this country back in order.
Thank you. We have a few questions related to that later on the survey. So thank you. Now, what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American?
Caucasian. Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you.
But I have no prejudice against any race, as long as they act right and do right. Anybody.
Yes,
I don't care who it is.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45?
No. Keep going.
46 and 55. 56
Keep going.
And 65. 66
Keep going.
And 75. Or over 75 years old?
Yes, over 75. But I still have all my wits about me.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're in the right direction.
Thank you.
It's a Republican state.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, abortion, K-12 education, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding?
All those things.
We're looking for the most important, so we still have a few more options in here. We have hurricane and flooding preparation, crime and public safety, and illegal immigration. So what would you say?
I imagine all of those things are so very important. And most of them are being tended to, but we could always use more. But I think mainly it's the economy. Everything is so expensive. People can't afford to go to the store anymore, go and buy gas.
So would you say
inflation, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. The first one on the list, we have Donald Trump.
Yes, I love Donald Trump. I think he's going to be another, he needs to turn, we need him to turn this country back around because it was good when he was in control.
And would you say that you have a very favorable or somewhat favorable opinion of him?
Of Donald Trump?
Yes.
I have a very favorable opinion of him.
Thank you. The next one we have is Joe Biden.
No, too old. And he's not very honest about anything, and he twists everything around. He's been in politics too long. He's a typical politician. He needs to be swept out the door.
So would you say your opinion is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or just somewhat?
Very favorable. He's trying to do a good job.
Thank you. Now the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it increasing teacher pay, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, or improving the academic rating of schools?
Well, I think probably all of those things, really, but probably the last one, improving the academic thing in school. That would cover most of it. But also they need to make sure that they're safe. And we have to abide by the, people have to start abiding by the laws and arresting people, which was started to do in Florida, but not like some of those other cities that let all these criminals go.
Yes, I understand. Now, you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. First, we have charter schools.
Charter schools, yes. I think I'm in favor of them.
And would you say you are somewhat favorable or very favorable towards them?
I think very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have your local PTA or PTO.
Pardon?
Your local PTA or PTO.
I don't know. I don't know anything about local. My grandchildren are living up north and out of school already. Most of them have graduated.
So how should I record your answer? Would it be no opinion or never heard of?
No opinion, I guess.
Thank you. Then we have traditional public schools.
Traditional public schools? Mm-hmm. Fair. Just give it a fair. Some changes need to be made.
Between somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable, where do you fall? When it comes to traditional public schools?
I'd be right in the middle. I don't know. It just depends on the teachers, that's all. And the
Yes, and it's just that we don't have an option. Yes, it's just that we don't have an option in the middle. We just have somewhat favorable and somewhat unfavorable. So how should I record your answer?
Probably somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have teachers' unions.
I don't know. I think sometimes they're too powerful and they're just becoming too political. So unfavorable.
Unfavorable, and is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Just unfavorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have your county school board.
Like I say, I'm not really up to it now because my kids are out of school. But before, when they were going several years ago, I thought the school board was, everything was really doing well here in where I live.
So
I
based on that,
satisfied.
Based on that, right now,
for
what you've heard of,
No, I don't really, I should, but I don't really pay that all that much attention. I don't really keep up with it. But I just don't like some of the things I hear about what they're trying to get, the courses they're teaching and stuff. But the governor is taking care of that. He's helping out on that.
And based on that, would you say that your opinion of them is somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
What, school teachers union?
Your county school board.
Like I say, just no comment.
Okay, no opinion?
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have Moms for Liberty.
We have what?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms
Have you heard
for
of them?
What? No.
Yes. Never heard of them?
Repeat that. What was that again?
Moms for Liberty.
Moms for Liberty? No, I haven't heard about them.
Okay. Thank you. Then we have private schools.
Yes.
And is your opinion of them somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And lastly, we have teachers.
Teachers?
Yes.
Well, it just depends. What curriculum they're allowed mm-hmm. to teach. So it isn't really the teachers themselves are. When my kids were in school, were more than satisfactory. They were great. But now I don't know. But they're pressed on what they can teach and how they can teach it.
So, how should I record your answer?
I don't know.
No opinion, or somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, based on what you've heard?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat, it would be.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or although they are not top-of-mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not much of interest to me at all.
No, I have an interest in it, yes.
So how would you say, which one they subscribe to? Is it somewhat or extremely engaged?
Just somewhat.
Thank you. And which one of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents should have a more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or
right.
We need
yes.
to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Is it still the first one?
I think that we could do that, yes. But I don't know. I don't know how they could work that. So you have to get a better solution on that because the kids that need to go to school, I guess more kids would, if the schools weren't good, that they'll take them out of it. They take them out of that school and put them in a private school, a charter school.
So which one comes closer to your opinion? that parents should have more educational options, or we need to better fund our public schools?
More educational options.
Thank you. And as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. Or, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate, it is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
Yes, I'd like one that expresses my values. But that he could be from a different political party, but not too political. So I guess I would just want one out of, with my own views.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have the right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
Well, they should try to avoid confrontations, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey, and we will be finished. Now, you will be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one we have is a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
What was that? Puts uniforms or uniform education? What didn't understand the question?
Yes. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Yes. Yes.
And
would
that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
Yes, more likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
More. It would. A lot.
Much more? Much more?
Much more, yes.
Thank
of course,
you.
It depends on what his other views are, just not just that, but generally, I mean, if he's for that, because I think it would be a good deterrent.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their zip income or zip code.
Yes.
And is that much more likely or just somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
It would be more likely to vote for
much
him,
more?
To be fair. Yes, it would be more likely to suit the child,
Thank you. Now, a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Only for emergencies.
But the statement was a candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference to vote for that candidate?
Well, I would vote for the candidate that would allow for an emergency, but not one that absolutely wouldn't allow any. I think an emergency naturally, but that's the one I would vote for.
So how should I record your answer? Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Right. That's 100%, yes.
So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
No, they should be the born sex.
But
not be allowed to.
Would you support, or how much more would you support a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female? Would that make you much more likely?
More likely. More likely.
Much,
for them.
Much more, or just somewhat?
Much more. Much more.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Yes.
Would that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely
more
to vote for the candidate?
More likely. They used to have little teacher meetings and everything, and they don't do that anymore, where the parent teachers would used to have a conference.
So would that be
more likely?
So would that
if
much more? Okay. Oh my God! Why did you do this to me?